Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Religion Mean Our Life, and I am the standing host for the host of this show, which is Imam Alpha Muhammad. He's the host of Religion Mean Our Life. I am Brother Mubashir Akhtar of Brooklyn, New York. He asked me to stand in for him today once again, and I'm honored that Imam Alpha have asked me to help by standing in representing Religion Mean Our Life. I appreciate Brother Imam Alpha giving me the opportunity once again to speak to you who are followers of his show and supports his show. And I support him too because he's one of the best imams in the community of Imam Wahabi Muhammad, dedicated to uplifting our people and the rest of humanity. But Imam Alfred, he recognized the need to address the African American descendants of slave situation first. That's what I appreciate about him. That's why I am willing to help however I can and keep a religion alive in the hearts and souls of our people. First, I've always liked to begin with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I open and bear witness and testify to the whole world that there is nothing worthy of worship but God and God alone. And when we say God, we're talking about the one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. And we have been taught by Imam Muhammad that if you're worshiping a God that did not create the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between, then you are worshiping a false God. So we thank Almighty God, Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between, the one that sent the prophet Adam, or created the prophet Adam, starting with the prophethood, all the way up to the last of the prophets, Muhammad, who was born 1,435 years ago in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, that he was made the last of the prophets, the seal of the prophets, and one of the great many messengers that Almighty God sent to humanity, and all of them greeted their followers in the language of peace, of assalamu alaikum, and that's how I greet you. Dear beloved people, this is a great and blessed day that we're living in, as the Bible said, but this is a great day that we're living in, because we are people that is living in the time that we are facing the conclusion of all the prophecies that we have been reading about for a long, long time in Scripture, about things that was prophesied that were going to take place in the world. Some people never lived to see that. And we're not going to live to see all of those things that really comes to its conclusion. But we are the people that is blessed to see the beginning of those things. And we have witnessed a lot of those things that did come to conclusion that Scripture was talking about. So religion, meaning lying, through Imam Alpha Muhammad's understanding of what religion means, we have witnessed, and he have witnessed, that's why he talked the way he talked, that we have now the answers. We have the answers that have come through religious leaders, the prophets, and messengers, and warners of God, both men and women, about the time that it was going to come that all the people, their eyes would be able to see the reality of God the way God wants their eyes to see the reality of him. We're living in that day and time. And religion means lying. This is the religion that will open up your eyes and show you what Scripture is talking about when it say that all eyes shall see him. I like to begin with a flyer here I have. And it says, under the leadership of Imam Debra D. Muhammad, listen, Muhammad Ali invites you to the religion of Islam. He said, we invite you to read the Quran. Read and research the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And this is what Muhammad Ali has to say on this flyer. He got a beautiful picture of him on it. He says, well, God's name, the Messiah Benefactor, the Messiah Redeemer. He said, dear neighbor, when he say that he... When Muhammad Ali speaks about read and research the life of the prophet, he's talking about the last prophet, that God sent to humanity. Muhammad ibn Abdullah, born 1,435 years ago in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. That is the last of the prophets. He's the seal of the prophet, and he's the messenger of God. So Muhammad Ali says this here. He said, "Dear neighbor, God has given us the faculty to reason. Therefore, we are endowed with the ability to reason things out objectively and systematically, to reflect, to question, to reflect." He said, first of all, before forming an opinion, one must be unbiased, just, and logical. Muhammad Ali says, when using our faculty to reason, do you think it's fair to form an opinion about the quality of a particular song just by hearsay or from those who have not yet heard the song? He says, similarly, shouldn't we find out from a reliable source about the religion of Islam? He said, I'm calling you to come and listen to a scholar or someone knowledgeable on Islam in order that you will understand it well before forming an opinion. He said, isn't the process used by scientists when making new discoveries? He said, this would also be an intelligent approach to discover the truth about Islam. He said, Islam is a religion that I have embraced and give credit for all my success. It is important that we be objective and not judge Islam by those who profess it, but are not living their life according to the principles and teachings of Islam. He said, no one should pressure you into making a decision to accept any religion. He said, Islam teaches that each of us should be given the freedom of choice. The religion that you profess, was it your choice or was it chosen for you and your parents? He says, even when we are faced with the truth, there is no compulsion. There is no compulsion on us to embrace it. But it is certainly a shame upon our intellect if we are not interested in finding out for ourselves what is the truth. Muhammad Ali said, may your intellectual journey towards the truth about Islam be a pleasant one. I love you, Muhammad Ali. Now, you who admire this great man, he's still living. I know I admire him because he was one of the strong supporters of the leadership of Ahmad bin Elijah Muhammad. When Ahmad bin Elijah Muhammad passed and passed the leadership on to his son, Imam Walter D. Muhammad, he became a strong supporter of Imam Walter D. Muhammad too. And I want to share with you now, coming from the man that Muhammad Ali said he followed. He told many people he was a follower of Imam Walter D. Muhammad. And I want to read to you what Imam Muhammad has said about religion. He said, I have a religion from God. And by the way, when I say, when the Imam says I have a religion from God, this is the religion that I'm standing in for, that Imam Alpha Muhammad represents. He represents that religion. When he say religion means a lie, he represents this religion that Imam Muhammad, that what I'm going to share with you, what Imam Muhammad says about the religion I have is from God. This is the same religion that Imam Alpha Muhammad shows about, a religion that is from God. That's why he say religion means a lie, because anytime God reveals his religion to you, brother and sister, you will become alive. So please listen. Imam Muhammad says, I have a religion from God, Imam W.D. Muhammad. He said, man needs an authority superior to him to rule and discipline his life. He would never completely fulfill his human potential until he recognizes the Creator as the authority and finds his true relationship with him. Only when man has the Creator as his authority in his total life can he reach his highest potential for growth and discipline. Imam says, through the ages, man's misguided appetite, this is his logic, and led him to put his faith in things other than the Creator. Sometimes man has been led to idolize and worship himself. When we trace the evolution of worship throughout the world, we can clearly see the path that man's struggling intellect has taken in his search for the correct concept of God. Imam Muhammad says, we have here a very touching lesson. Man came to know the truth about God only through divine revelation, which was brought by his messengers and prophets. They told us the rules and laws of God. He created a class of human messengers to be his intermediaries in carrying his message to the people. The last of these messages, and the one that is directed to humanity at large, is the Quran, and the seal of the carriers of the divine message is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon the Prophet. In the Quran, Prophet Muhammad is told to tell the people of the book, say, we believe in the revelation which has come down to us and in that which came down to you. Our God and your God is one, and it is through him we bow in Islam. Imam said, God, the creator of everything, decreed Islam as the religion for humanity. He tells us in the Quran, this day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. Speaking to Prophet Muhammad through the angel Jibril, Gabriel, God says, we have revealed unto you the remembrance, the Quran, that you may explain to the people that which has been revealed for them, and that happily they may reflect. Imam Muhammad said, Islam allows me to believe in it and still be devoted to science as a scientist, to philosophy as a philosopher. Islam allows me to join the armed forces and be a soldier and fight against injustice and oppression. I believe that a man's action must be guided by his conscience and judged by his intention. Imam said, Islam does not destroy healthy, sound relationship in society. It does not uproot and throw out of me that which has contributed to my strength, health, and development. It has united my essence with its environmental needs, social community life, government, business, industry, the air, earth, wind, fire, water, and sunlight. I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to interject something about religion being alive that is taught by Imam Alpha Muhammad every day. And I'm sending in for that show that he called Religion Being Alive, because it's covered everything that I said. And every Sunday, fourth Sunday of the month, Imam Alfred, he presents a talk on each one of these things that Imam Muhammad said, that Islam, it has united my essence, which is environmental need, social community life, government, business, industry, the air, earth, wind, fire, water, and sunlight. This is what he presents on the show called Religion Being Alive. And I appreciate it every time he keep connecting, or keep us connected to these important emphases that Imam points out that this religion of Islam will do for the human soul, mind, heart, and spirit. And I'm going back to reading from Imam W.D. Muhammad's talk here. Imam Muhammad said that Islam, it does not uproot and throw out of me that which has contributed to my strength, health, and development. It has reunited my essence with its environmental needs, social community life, government, business, industry, the air, earth, wind, fire, water, and sunlight. Imam said, it is from the universe that my nature and matter came. Islam tells me that God has used the signs of his creation to speak to my brain, to bring messages into my nervous system, and to give birth to a mind within my body. He said, I have a religion from God. Imam Muhammad said, I have a religion from God, which reveals how my mind was created and how it connects me with the rest of his creation so that I will not be in conflict with the things he has provided to serve my being and development. Imam says, in the Quran, God tells Prophet Muhammad, that which we have revealed to you of the book is the truth, confirming what is revealed before it. It says that the fundamental principle it calls upon us to observe of those same teachings which Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the tribes, and that which was given to Moses, Jesus, and every other true prophet or messenger of God. Imam said, God says, verily, this is no less than a message to all the world, with prophet to whoever among you wills to go straight. Imam said, Islam invite me to join with my ancestors and their descendants who are dispersed all over the earth. Since the dawn of creation, they have spread into Asia, the islands of the Pacific, North and South America, Europe, Africa, and every other corner of the earth. Islam tells me that we are not only the children of one father and one mother, and that we must also accept every human being as our brother or sister, regardless of his or her color or national origin. But it tells me that all of us are the children of Adam. God says in the Quran, O people, we created you from a single pair of a male and a female and made you into nations and tribes that you may know each other. Once we know each other, spirit of unity, and fight the real enemies, which of ignorance, injustice, oppression, greed, fear, hunger, drugs, poverty, disease, and want. Let us all join in this noble call for the sake of humanity. This is Religion Being Alive. I am the host for today, Mubashi Akhtar of Brooklyn, New York, and I'm assisting Imam Alpha Muhammad, who is the voice of this show, Religion Being Alive. Imam Alpha is the voice of that. God bless him to look into the leadership of the Imam and see the connection that the Imam said. Most Imams couldn't be his Imam because they don't know how to make connection. And I bear witness to that. Very few Imams that I hear on the Block Talk show know how to make the connection. Imam Alpha happened to be one of the ones that God has blessed to be able to make the connection with religion. And that's why he called the show Religion Mean Alive, because the connection that God has blessed this brother to be able to make, and people that he even invite home, none of them know how to make it. But Imam Alpha is the host of this show called Religion Mean Alive, and God has gifted him and blessed him to really be able to make connection that most of the Imams in our community, they miss the connection. So there are some of us that know how to make the connection. I know God has blessed me to be able to make the connection. I have a brother that worked with me. We have a show, too, called Message of Concern. Imam Martin from Rhode Island, he know how to make the connection. So there's some of us that do know how to make the connection, and we're going to keep religion alive. That's the only way you can keep it alive, is that you know how to make the right connection with religion that came to America, that is called Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. All of those religions have a connection, and we can't separate those connections because we have had many corrupt people that gave the wrong connection and connected you to the wrong meaning that was in the Bible, that was revealed to Moses, the Old Testament, the Torah, that was in the Bible, and they call the Injil or the Gospel of Jesus, and in our holy book, the last revealed book, the Quran. It has been unscrupulous people that do not want to follow the way of God, have given you the wrong connection. But God always keeps enough people around to connect them back by his guidance, by his permission. God is the one to choose people to bring the connection that the shaitan disconnected them away from. Don't you know many of the Muslims don't want to have nothing to do with the Bible, and at the same time they read what God tells us to consult the people of the book? Ask them people that who were before you. Ask them about what I said as a prophet that preached to them. Now, how can we not want to know what is in the Old Testament and the New Testament when God sent those prophets? Moses is given the credit of bringing the Old Testament, the Torah, and Jesus Christ is given the credit for bringing the Injil, the Gospel, the New Testament. And Muhammad, peace be upon him, the prophet, the last of the prophets, he's given the credit for bringing the Quran that unites all of those books. So how can we continue to want to listen to people who don't know how or don't even care about making those connections? And that is what's keeping the religious world in the trouble that it is in. Because Almighty God is the creator of the people that call themselves Jews. Almighty God is the creator of the people that call themselves Christians. And Almighty God is the creator of the people that call themselves Muslims. Give a love, people. One God, one creator, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator. And that God that is the creator, he's not a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, or a yellow man. He's the one that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One God, one creator, one God, one humanity, one human family, one human family, one humanity, one God, one creator. And this is what religion being alive is all about. Imam Alfred is trying to connect and keep connected those books that was revealed for the upliftment and the betterment for all humanity. And we can not get ourselves in the position to reach the promised human destiny unless we follow the guidance of God through these books. We know that the Bible, the Old and the New Testament, has been tampered with. We know that. But there's enough truth in it. When you're sincere, when you take the position, if you say you're an imam, or you say that you're a reverend or a rabbi, if you're really, really sincere and trying to help the whole of humanity, God will guide you, and God will help you make the connection. Matter of fact, he will make your miss a hit if you are sincere, because religion means sincerity. So when I come on and I hear Imam Alfred, and he is keeping religion alive, and he's striving hard, he's getting a lot of opposition, because he has to say things that a lot of the imams, and they're really scared to stand up and address a lot of these things, and they call Imam Alfred controversial. Well, they can call me that too, because I take the position on many of the things that Imam Alfred Muhammad is trying to keep alive and open up the eyes of the community to say they follow the leadership of Imam Walid bin Muhammad. Because I know that what he be bringing, it's in my soul. It's in my spirit, too. I came from the Nation of Islam. I've been in this community 45 years. And I refuse to let any foreigner come from outside of this country calling themselves Muslim. They might come from Africa, might come from Asia, Arabia, China, Europe, Western Island, any of them to come here to America and tell me about what I should know about the religion of Islam, when God has given me the best there are since the time of Muhammad the prophet himself. There has been no Muslim to stand up in the world to bring back the people to the right perception of God that God blessed Imam Walid bin Muhammad to do. And that's who Imam Alfred Muhammad identifies as his leader, and that's who Mubashir Akhtar identifies as his leader. And that is Imam Walid bin Muhammad, the son of Elijah, the honored Elijah Muhammad, and the honored Sister Clara Muhammad, their son. And those of us that was in the Nation of Islam, those pioneers that went to jail with the honored Elijah Muhammad, men and women, that's how much they love their leader. They refused to let him be abused and go and take the weight by themselves. Did not Jesus Christ tell the people, pick up your cross and follow me? That's what they did. They picked up their cross and followed the honored Elijah Muhammad. When he stood up and called us back to the religion of our ancestors before they were brought here to the continent of Africa and put into slavery, the worst form of slavery that any people have ever experienced, it was the honored Elijah Muhammad that picked up that cross and that burden. And he asked us to join in with him. And we have some wonderful, wonderful, some of the best human beings this earth ever produced that were called FOIs and MGTs. They picked up their cross and their burden and followed the honor of Elijah Muhammad. They loved him and they supported him so strong that they say, listen, you take our leader to jail, we going with him. Not only did the man, the FOI, go to jail with him, these honorable, noble sisters that were called the MGTs, brave women. Wow, we don't need to tell our little daughters to keep looking outside of what has happened to us as Muslims in America, except for over there, we look at references and see what they went through and see a similarity that is bigger than our reality than it even was in their reality. Because Islam that was established in America, it was established by black people that descended from Africa. And their culture, their language, their tradition, and the knowledge of God was stripped from them for about 400 years. We were put in total darkness. Wouldn't allow us to read. They wouldn't allow our mothers and fathers to read. They call them reading any kind of book. They'll kill them. They'll outright kill them. But out of that spirit, out of that spirit of those people that stood up before they was aware, because they had been totally disconnected and disassociated from the real idea or the idea that their mother and father had about their tradition, their culture, their language, and especially their God on the continent that they was kidnapped from and brought to this new world and made absent, cleared out of their tradition, their language, their culture, their knowledge of their God, and put in the worst form of slavery that any people ever experienced. And God is the one that makes that connection back. He is the merciful benefactor. He is the merciful redeemer. That's the reason why our ancestors used to sing in the church, there's no secret what God will do or can do. What he have done for others, he will do for you. I have experienced that. Imam Alpha Muhammad have experienced that. And many of us that say we follow the leadership or the honor of Elijah Muhammad, when we was in the Nation of Islam, calling ourselves FYIs, and the sister calling themselves NGT, and following his honorable, noble wife, Sister Clara Muhammad, in the religion of Islam as a woman, we bear witness that God have done for us what he have done for others. Matter of fact, God have given us more than he have given most other people on the planet Earth, because we suffer the most of out of all the people on the planet Earth. You know, I want to read again from the words of Imam Muhammad. Imam Muhammad says, I'm going to continue. I'm continuing to read. He says, in the Quran, God tells Prophet Muhammad, that which we have revealed to you of the book is the truth. It's the truth, confirming what is revealed before it. Now, what was revealed before this book, the Quran? It was the Old Testament and the New Testament. You know, they trick us a lot of times. This is me talking now. I have to, you know, things both be running through my mind. I want to try to share them to you before I lose them. You know, when you go up to a Muslim, and if you ask them, say, listen, do you believe in the Trinity? Oh, no, brother, no. We don't believe in the Trinity. Now, let me show you a trick of the shaitan, the scheme. Now, it's a difference between Trinity and Trinitarianism. Trinity, we are not to believe in the Trinity that the devil give us as the Trinity. But if we have to, are we to believe Trinity, I mean three, it's connected to the number three, one, two, three. Now, if we are to believe that the Old Testament was revealed to Moses, that's one. The New Testament, the Gospel, the Injil that was revealed to Jesus, that's two. And the third one is the Quran. We have to believe in all of the prophets. Moses was a prophet that they say that the Old Testament was revealed to, and his book was the Bible. They call the Torah, the Pentateuch, the Torah. And Jesus Christ is a prophet. And the book they say that was revealed to him is the Bible. And Muhammad is a prophet. And the book that they say that was revealed to him is the Quran. Ain't that three? So we can't keep being ignorant and not take these things to its proper and logical conclusion. It is three. The human being is physical, morally, and spiritual. That's three. But the shaitan, he is the one that presents the picture or give you the concept of these ideas the way he wants you to have them. And you know, if you follow the interpretation that he give you, you're going to wind up just in the position that most Muslims wound up in, and Christians and Jews. You hate one another book. And the God that revealed all the books is the same God that sent you the prophets that you say you follow and believe in. Now think about that, brothers and sisters. One God, one creator, one God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator. The proper name in our holy book of the one that created Adam all the way up to the last prophet, Muhammad, is Allah, the founder of Allah. Highly praised and glorified is he. So when Imam Afri come with religion, me lie, this is the religion that he's talking about. He ain't bringing nothing foreign to you. The only thing that caused you to be confusion is those that come out against him and come out against people like myself who trying to help bring about the clear understanding of what has happened to us through the religion that was given to the world by the shaitan himself. Don't you know God tell us that never did he send a prophet or messenger warner to his people, to the people that he created, unless the shaitan, the devil, come right behind him with one just like it? How come we don't wake up and think about these things? Because Imam Muhammad told you his religion is from God. And the religion that Imam Alpha is promoting, religion means a lie, this is what this talk is all about. He's working on trying to connect you back to that religion. That religion that Imam Muhammad said that he has from God. The religion that Abraham got from God. The religion that Noah got from God. The religion that Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, David, Solomon, Joseph, all the prophets. That's the religion. It's from God. Because we only have one creator. Why would God give each tribe a different God? Because God say, if there were more than one God ruling the heavens and the earth, you would see the confusion up there in the heaven like you see down here on earth. When you see you work for a company that got more than one boss. No sooner than one tell you something to do, the other one come behind and won't show you he got more power than that boss, and he give you, you be in confusion like the world is in today, because we don't want to accept that God is not a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, a yellow man. God is the one that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One God, one creator, one God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator. Imam Muhammad says, in the Quran, God tells Prophet Muhammad, that which we have revealed to you of the book is the truth, confirming what is revealed before you. It says that the fundamental principle, it calls upon us to observe of those same teachings which Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the tribes, and that which was given to Moses, Jesus, and every other true prophet or messenger of God. God says, verily, this is no less than a message to all the world. Y'all hear that? To all the world. Will profit to whoever among you wills to go straight. Y'all listen to this, because this is very important. Imam says, God says, verily, this is no less than a message to all the worlds. This is in our holy book that was revealed to Muhammad, the prophet of the Quran. God said, verily, this is no less than a message to all the world, with profit to whoever among you wills to go straight, not crooked. This ain't for people who want to be crooked, lying, thieves and liars and cheaters, wrongdoers. This ain't a religion for you. This is for people who want, who wills to go straight. And what did Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, probably say? God, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Imam said, Islam invites me to join with my ancestors and their descendants who are dispersed all over the earth. Since the dawn of creation, they have spread to Asia, the islands of the Pacific, North and South America, Europe, Africa, and every other corner of the earth. Imam said, Islam tells me that we are not only the children of one father and one mother. Now, God, the Christian brothers and sisters, this is me. I'm only revealing what I have learned from this great leader and teacher. I follow him, the son of Elijah, and the son of Sister Clara Muhammad, Imam Wahfidi Muhammad, the one that God made the leader, the Imam for America, and the Mujahid for the whole Muslim world and the Christian world. In the Jewish world. Imam said, Islam tells me that we are not only the children of one father, because we don't believe that God is our father. God don't have no children. God has no mother, no father, sister, brothers, aunts, and uncles. That's not God. That's a human being that got that. And the only way that we can come to God as human beings, dear beloved people, is we have to come to him as his servant. Only as his servant. Because you can't come to God as no partner. You're not equal to God. How are you going to be a partner with God? You can't be no consultant to God. What are you going to consult God about? Allah says to us in our holy book clearly, who are these newcomers coming here trying to pretend to be God? He said, were you around? Were you around, you newcomer? Were you around when I created the sun, the moon, and the stars? Where were you at when I created them? Did I need your help to do that? Think about these little things. Religion means a lie. Imam Muhammad says, Islam tells me that we are not only the children of one father and one mother, and that we must also accept every human being as our brother. Y'all hear that? That we must also accept every human being as our brother or sister, regardless of his or her color or national origin. But it tells me that all of us are the children of Adam. Even Abraham is one of the sons of Adam. Muhammad the prophet, Jesus, Moses, Noah, all the prophet is the son of Adam. That's what God has taught us through the leadership of Imam Wahid Muhammad. Imam Muhammad said, God says in the Quran, O people, we created you from a single pair of a male and a female and made you into nations and tribes that you may know each other, that you may know each other. It is the shaitan that got you going against that, what God says. He said he made us to know each other. Imam said he'd rather use the word recognize each other. But the shaitan got us fighting each other. He got the children of Adam fighting each other. The black, the white, the brown, the red, the yellow, children of our father Adam. We fighting each other. And God instructed us not to fight each other, but fight the scheme of that shaitan that enforces us to fight and kill one another. When are we going to wake up? It's wake up time here. Wake up to human life. That's what Imam Muhammad is trying to get us to see. That's what Imam Muhammad is trying to get us to see with religion means or not. We have to wake up to human life. Human life. We're not animals. We're not rocks and fish and dogs and cows and horses, mules, birds, snakes, pigs. No, we're human beings. We are human beings. And the only way we can use to reach promised human destiny is that we got to wake up to human life. And what will wake us up to human life? The correct religion that God perfected and gave to all of the children of Adam and Abraham. And that is the religion of Al-Islam. That is the religion that God prescribed for the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One creator, one God, one humanity. One human family. One human family, one humanity. One God, one creator, whose proper name is Tanawata Allah. Highly praised and glorified is he. And Almighty God was not born in Africa. He is the one that created the people to call themselves Africans. Almighty God was not born in Asia. He is the one that created the people to call themselves Asiatic people. Almighty God was not born in Arabia. Mecca. He's the one that created the people that call themselves Saudis and Meccans. Almighty God was not born in Israel. Almighty God was not born in Israel. He's the one that created the people that call themselves Israelis and Jews. Almighty God was not born in Europe. He's the one that created the people that call themselves Europeans. Almighty God was not born on the West Indian Island. He is the one that created the people that call themselves West Indian. Almighty God was not born in South America or Central America. He is the one that created the people that identify themselves as Latinos and Spanish people that was born in South America and Latin America. Almighty God was not born in the United States of America. No, he was not. He's the one that created the people that call themselves Americans. One creator, one God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator that created all of this. And and his proper name in our holy book is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly praised and glorified is he. Imam Muhammad, I have to repeat these things. He said, Islam invite me to join with my ancestors and their descendants who are dispersed all over the earth. Since the dawn of creation, they have spread into Asia, the islands of the Pacific, North and South America, Europe, Africa, and every other corner of the earth. Islam tells me that we are not only the children of one father and one mother, and that we must also accept every human being as our brother or sister, regardless of his or her color or national origin. But it tells me that all of us are the children of Adam. God says in the Quran, O people, please listen. Please listen, brothers and sisters. God says in our holy book, the Quran, O people, we created you from a single pair of a male and a female and made you into nations and tribes that you may know each other. Once we know each other, listen, God says, once we know each other, we shall come together in the spirit of unity and fight. This is what the Imam says. Imam said this. God bless him to see these things. The Mujaddid. He says, once we know each other, we should come together in the spirit of unity and fight the real enemies. This is what Imam says. Once we know each other, we should come together in the spirit of unity and fight the real enemies, which are ignorance, injustice, oppression, greed, fear, hunger, drugs, poverty, disease, and want. Let us all join in this noble call for the sake of humanity. I just read the words of our beloved leader, the son of the Honorable Elijah of Sister Claire Muhammad. These were the words of their son, Imam Wahid Muhammad, the Mujaddid, the one that come to make this thing new again and bring it back to its pristine purity that God wanted to be. Whether you call yourself a Jew and believe in Judaism, whether you call yourself a Christian and believe in Christianity, whether you call yourself a Muslim and believe in the religion of Islam, the religion that God said he perfected. It has been through the leadership of this honorable and noble leader, born here in America, on the soil of America, born from a father who called all white people devils, even the unborn one. But look what God did to him. Because he kept pure. His parents kept him pure. In the environment that he was raised in, those honorable, noble, FOIs and MGT that were there when he came out of the womb of Sister Clara Muhammad. One of the pioneers, Brother Osmar, his mother is the one that invited Sister Clara Muhammad to come here for Rod Muhammad, the teacher of the 190 Muhammad, who started the movement called the Nation Islam. She told Sister Clara to come with her one Wednesday. And she went out, and they heard Master Farah, and Sister Clara Muhammad went back and brought the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to him, and history remained from that point on. But her son, her and Sister Clara Muhammad, was pregnant around the same time. And when her son came out, and the Imam came out, he told us that his mama used to rock both of them in her arms, in her bosom. Brother Osman, his mother was Sister Clara Muhammad's best friend, and they had two sons, and they took care of each other's sons. And he said, I know. He said his mother, she used to nurse the Imam quicker than she nursed him, because she understood that was the one that was going to be the leader. These people believed that way. They were sincere. And they, Imam, said, never can he ever forget these pioneers. How can you? How can you, Imam? How can you, sisters, or whatever, if you say you follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and you're sincere, how can you forget these honorable and noble men and women that held up this banner of Islam before you was even born? Some of you, we weren't even born, and they were struggling in America, calling themselves Muslim, when Muslim was being oppressed. That word was hated in America. The name Muhammad, they didn't want to hear it, but that group of people that stuck with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sister Clara Muhammad, That's why we're here, and we ain't going to never accept any man or woman that say they came through their spirits and you're going to turn your back and not recognize where you come from. And God said, reverence the womb that bore you. And you're going to turn around and put on a jala beard, paint your beard red, put a buckle on, sister, cover your face up, and you got black gloves all the way up to your shoulder, walking around, identifying with another tribe of people that ain't have nothing to do with establishing the religion of Islam in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. They ain't have nothing to do with that. They were looking down on us as being Muslims. But they didn't hear what God says. The shaitan plan. And those that with shaitan, y'all playing and God playing, but God is the best of planners. Y'all hear me? I don't need to go outside to look for leadership for me in the religion of Al-Islam. I've been given the best. And what did God say? I'm looking at the book now where Imam Muhammad got out there and followed the best thereof. I'm still in the struggle for freedom. I'm in the community. I'm in that struggle that called the freedom struggle for my people here in this United States of America. Imam Alpha Muhammad is in that freedom struggle. We fighting for the freedom of our people here in America. And it was the black man that wanted more than any other Muslim that stood up in America, coming out of Christianity, coming out of Judaism, coming out of Afrocentrism, standing up in the religion that was taught to us by Almighty Elijah Muhammad to the best of his ability. And he's the one that told us to stop drinking, stop smoking, clean yourself up, because something powerful is coming behind me. And my job is to clean you up, but there's a book without doubt in it. It's the truth and nothing but the truth. I'm getting you prepared for that book to be taught to you for my son. For my son. So stand up and be with me and help me. And where were those people at? Where were they at? Now they're going to come here now, and you're going to be foolish enough to put down what gave you as a Muslim your beginning? Oh, that was shirt. How did they start out? That's why God sent Muhammad the prophet to them over there in that part of the world. They had went away from the straight of the teaching of Abraham. Look what they did to the house that Abraham had built. Look how long that religion had been over there in that part of the world before it got here. And those people were so far out of pocket, they over there making gods with their own hands and putting it in the Kaaba, the house that Abraham built for the worship of the one true God. They had their own gods in there, building with their own hand out of food and meat and all kinds of things. And when they got hungry, they turned around and eat up their gods. And you're going to follow these kind of minded people that still exist in the world today and put down. Listen what Imam Muhammad says here. Where is my book at? I'm going to tell you what the Imam says here. Imam Muhammad says, so is this a big thing that I tell you God has got it? Imam W.D. Muhammad and gave Imam W.D. Muhammad what he needs to take you all the way where he wants you to go. Did y'all hear that? You Imams who wants to take our people and keep them in the past, talking about heroes that you ain't never seen a day in your life. You're only going off what somebody else done told you about, even about the prophets, peace be upon the prophet. You're going off what somebody else done told you. But Muhammad the prophet said his religion, his community was going to lose it. It would go back into darkness. But God was going to raise up one from his community, meaning his ummah. It ain't just talking about the community of the Quraysh over in Mecca, or just that little small continent or peninsula. He's talking about the Ummah. The whole world became followers of Muhammad the prophet in his day and time. And he said from his community, God will raise one up, put his words in his mouth, and he would speak exactly what God ordained him to speak and ordered him to speak. We see that in the leadership of Imam Wahdi Muhammad, because the prophet said God going to raise up a mujaddid. He didn't say the mujaddid was going to come from Mecca. He didn't say it was going to come from Abu Bakr, Uthman, Omar, or Ali. He didn't say they was going to be that. But he did say that if a nappy-headed slave, if a nappy-headed African man become that one, then follow him, We live to see a nappy-headed African become that. Imam Muhammad is that one, born here in America, in the hells of North America. We was born in the hells of North America. But look at those group of Muslims that stood up, 1940s, the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. Look at them that stood up, calling the people, and our people, to honor Elijah Muhammad, that little brave, brave, little bitty, big black man. I'm an Imam calling a little bitty big man. He's a little bitty big man. His wife, a little bitty big woman, standing up in the hells, in the belly of the devil, of the beast, calling our people back to what was right and fight against all that was wrong. We did that in the nation of Islam, even though we was put in a trick. But God was with us, brothers and sisters, and still is with us. And it ain't going to take no whole lot of us to keep this thing straight here now. Only those who really is sincere and bringing about a change for the better. That's what Imam said he welcomed, a change for the better in America. We're American. I wasn't born in Asia. I wasn't born in China, Japan. I wasn't born in Africa. I wasn't born in South America, West Indian, Ireland. I was born in the United States of America. And God not going to wake me up in my reality as an Arab or as an African from Africa or an Asian or European or West Indian or Latino. God ain't going to wake me up in my reality in them. He's going to wake me up in my own reality, the reality that America gave me, the reality that I got as a Muslim, starting out as a Muslim in the United States of America in the Nation of Islam. So Imam Muhammad says, so is it a big thing that I tell you God has guided Imam W.D. Muhammad and gave Imam W.D. Muhammad what he needs to take you all the way where he wants you to go? And Imam Muhammad says, and you are absolutely hurting your own self, cutting your own self out of the blessing when you want to choose some other person as a leader of Islam over what I tell you. Imam Muhammad said, and you go to their book and put down the book that I give you. You go to their book and get their language and put down the language that I give you. Imam Muhammad said, you are under a curse. God has cut you out of the blessing. And that is just the plain truth that I'm giving you as a brother and a friend. Because I forgive you. Imam said, this isn't personal. I am not in this for myself, no indeed. So I am hurt when you turn me down. I am hurt for you when you turn me down. Not for myself, no indeed. That's what we should expect. Religion means a lie. That's why I thank you, Brother Imam Alfred, for holding on to the lifeline that God is extending to us through the leadership of Imam Walid Muhammad. And I know they tried to knock you down, brother. I know that. But God is with you and with all of us that is supporters of all the initiatives of Imam Wahid Muhammad. Those of us that stand up without fear to support all the initiatives, Mosque Chaos, all the initiatives established by Imam W.D. Muhammad, the Ramadan session, Savior's Day, Patriotism Day, all of those initiatives that was established by Imam Muhammad, those of us that truly sincere support that with all our heart and our soul, God is with us. God is with us, and we're going to be victorious, no doubt about it. It don't take no whole lot of us. It ain't never been to all the people at one time. It's always been a small group. That's why God said, wherever there's one or two of you, or three of you, I'm the fourth one. If there's two of you, I'm the third one. If there's 100, I'm 101. If there's 1 million, I'm 1 million and 1. God is that one. Allah is the one. That's what we need because that's what our ancestors knew. That's how come they couldn't break their spirit. Oh, they broke some of them. But those ones that knew, that had the Islamic spirit still connected in their soul, their heart, and their spirit, that never did leave. And they never left us either. All that has to be done is waking back up into us. And that's what religion, meaning life, is about. Waking that back up into you. And I appreciate Brother Imam Alpha for keeping that initiative in him to do this here. to try to wake our people back up to the religion that was taken from us, the religion, that old-time religion that was good enough for grandma and grandpa, aunts and uncle, that old-time religion that kept faith in the heart of people. They called themselves Muslims in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 60s, the 70s. We still here. Imam Muhammad, one of his things, we cannot stop now, and we don't know how to stop. I'm saying this here. We will not stop, Brother Imam. We don't know how to stop, and they can't stop us because we have the Lord and of the Creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between is on our side. It's on our side. It's on the believer side. Oh, you who believe, whether you be Jews, Christians, or Muslims, if you believe in God in the latter days, the last days, if you believe in that and practice righteousness and trying to serve and please your God, God said you won't have no fear nor will you grieve. And he said he would be the one that would unite the hearts of the believers. If you're a strong believer and following the rules and laws that Moses brought as a Jew, if you're a strong believer, following the commandments that Christ Jesus brought, peace be upon the prophet Moses and peace be upon the prophet Christ Jesus. And if you're a Muslim, believing in the book and believing in the rules and laws of that book that Muhammad the prophet exemplified to the world for us, then God said he would be the one. He didn't leave that up to the prophets. He didn't leave that up to the angels. God said he would be the one. Huh? He, the one that created you. And afterwards would give you your direction in life. He said he would be the one that would unite the hearts of the believers. Hearts of the believers. God said he's going to do that. And if we say we believe, we're going to be united, brothers and sisters, in our lifetime. We're already united. I feel it in my soul right now. I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my intellect. I feel it in my whole being that I'm united with that good Christian that believe that way, with that good Jew that believe that way, with that good Muslim that believe that way, with that good Sabian that believe that way, with that good Buddhist, with that good religious man and woman. I don't care what color you are. You believe that way, my soul feel united with you right now, because we know in our soul and our spirit and our heart and our intellect that God is one, and he's not a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, a yellow man. He's the one that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One God. One God, one creator. One humanity. One human family. One human family, one humanity. One God, one creator. Religion means a lie. And that's the only religion that we want, is that religion that gives us life. And life in abundance. Because Christ Jesus, peace be upon the prophet. He said, I come to give you life and life in abundance. He didn't come to give us no death. Imam Muhammad said, religion, salvation for the world. Y'all hear that? Religion, salvation for the world. Brothers and sisters, Imam Muhammad says, brothers and sisters, I hope that you can see and understand the great truth that is in religion. He said, the salvation of the world is in scripture, religion, not in the educational institution of this world, nor in science, nor industry. In the recent past, the world of Western thought believed that they were the salvation of the world and that they could lead the world to heaven. They promised the world that science and industry were moving ahead and that they were going to bring mankind into a heaven on earth. They thought that the governments could guarantee peace and prosperity to the world. They thought that science and industry could solve all the human problems of earth, on the earth. You may have said, all of a sudden, however, their world was thrown into a nightmare, pleasant dream of paradise. It no longer moved forward with hope and bright eyes. All of a sudden, our industry is killing us by poisoning the atmosphere and the water and by destroying the light that we depend upon for our own survival. This world of grafted, unnatural mentality thought they had the power in their hands and that they was going to bring a heaven on earth to humanity. But humanity rose up and pointed a finger at them and said, you're killing the earth. The Imam said, the Nile of wickedness. Imam Muhammad said, God is showing us that he is God. Y'all hear that? God is showing us that he is God. You may have said, you cannot cut out a heaven for yourself and ignore God. Don't you know that's what they want to do now? Kind of like the communists did. That's how come the communists failed. We've seen in our lifetime the communists, they tried to create a world without God, and they're trying to bring this into America right now. The movement is to make America communist. Imam told us a long time ago. Well, what did Imam say? Imam said, God is showing us that he is God. Imam said, you cannot cut out a heaven for yourself and ignore God. If you want heaven, you have to turn to God for you. Y'all hear that? The book, the Bible prophesied that there would come curses behind curses because man felt himself to be independent of God. And because he felt that, he could do his thing by himself. Imam said, God made the man in the earth and then set some instruction for him. He told the man that as long as he followed his instruction, he would be successful. But the man willfully disobeyed God. Even though God did not put a heavy burden on him, God said that the man could eat of all the trees except one. And he goes to the Bible, Genesis, chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, where it's read, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. You remember Muhammad said, that was a light burden to put on the man. God meant that there was nothing that he would hold back from the man but wickedness. He denied the man freedom to be wicked in the land. God meant that as long as the man was right, everything would be open to him. If he wanted physical wealth, moral wealth, or intellectual wealth, the way was open to him. But if the man wanted to oppose God in his way, he would bring curse upon curse down upon himself. These curses have wrecked the society so badly until now. We come outside and we cannot find a breath of fresh air to breathe. The scripture says that the air, the lakes and the rivers would be poisoned. It also says that once the man has poisoned the earth, the man, the woman, and the intelligent would be cursed. Now this is the man that God has blessed to be born here in the United States of America. And don't think that the wise movers and shakers of this great world, this new world, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, has not recognized that they have been affected with this curse and that God has given us help, the one that was born from the descendants of slaves, from the people that was put down and shut out from every corner of this world. One was born from among those people that was called three-fifths of a human being, monkeys and apes and shrines and everything else, all kind of nasty names. They contribute to us, and they still trying to attribute these filthy ways to us and acting like they don't recognize that all of us are not the same, just like all of them are not the same. We thank God. I know I do. I thank Almighty God that I was born in the United States and nowhere else, because I am from a people that God has blessed tremendously, and he has given us reparation. Reparation that only he can give. Some of y'all think that and want to follow in the way of the Jews, because the Jews think money is their reparation. Well, we don't think like that. We know we need money, but we know that money ain't really our reparation. Ain't enough money on this earth to undo what satisfy us for what have been done to us. Only God can do that. Only God has the power to wipe it out of the heart, the soul, the spirit, and the mind, the hurt that this world put on a people because they was a different skin color from them. Our mothers and fathers was brought in to be slaves to the white man and their children for the rest of our lives. Y'all know that? How many of you know that? I don't think you know that. If you do know it, you don't want to recognize it, because too many of you are still caught up in worshiping the white man image as God. Even though you call yourself Christians and Muslims, you still got a white God that we call Jesus Christ with blonde hair and blue eyes. And they call him a Jew. and you who are still in the Nation of Islam with Farrukh Khan. Your God is a white God too, from India. Farad Muhammad, that was a white man too. Look at what this here Caucasian man, one of the state senators, said in 1832. A statement given in 1832 by Senator Henry Berry to the Virginia House of Delegates. Listen to what this man said. He said, we have, as far as possible, closed every avenue by which the light would enter the slave's mind. If we could extinguish the capacity to see the light, he said, if we could extinguish the capacity to see the light, for us to see the light, that's what he's talking about. If we could extinguish the capacity for us to see the light, us talking about African-American people, our work would be complete. He said they would then be on the level with the beasts of the field, and we would be safe. Y'all hear that? Now, you think they done put that plan down? They ain't put that plan down. They got the whole world scared of people coming out of Africa. That's a country called Sierra Leone, Liberia, with that germ called Ebola. Y'all think that's a disease that is, the real disease is a physical disease. Yes, it might be. But the real disease is what they want the people to see about us is that they don't want the people to have any access to their moneymaker. We are their money makers, and they come up with ideas and schemes to keep the people from wanting to be even associated with us. You better let them. Better not let them Africans come how they come to your part of the country. Don't let them come to Texas. Don't let them come to California. Don't let them come to New York or New Jersey, South Carolina. No, they want the people to think that we are poison because they know that how they is got rich and continue to get rich is off of our ignorance and our disunity. Ebola. Huh? Enter back again on lies. Huh? Enter back again. How did they get us out of here? How did they get us out from Africa to America to become their slaves on lies? That's what Ebola is about. Enter back on lies again. Enter back, E-B-O-L, enter back on lies again. Enter back where? Into the continent of Africa, where the richness are, where they got millions of blacks under the captivity of the European white world, going there with their idea of Christianity back again, telling them that Jesus Christ is their Lord and personal Savior. And if you don't believe in him and you're not blazing his blood, you can't come here and get no salvation, not here in America. You got to come here believing that Jesus Christ is your Lord and personal Savior. Y'all hear me? So they want to block out any kind of mind that coming off to Africa that is still connected to their tradition, their language, and their culture, especially as Muslims. Or they invite Christians to come. Look how they send these white folks. They went over there. How come they can find a disease to cure a couple of white people that were over there in the same area as that black? But they can come out and bring them out from over there and kill them. Because that's another way of extinguishing white race supremacy, that the white man is superior because he cannot be affected by the germs that the white or the black man carry. Better stop being fools and wake up and listen to the voice that God placed among us for 33 years to guide us back to the way of our fathers that accepted to hold on to truth, freedom, justice, and equality that was brought to them through the Quran, the last revealed book that was revealed to Muhammad the prophet, that God sent to humanity, the last of the prophet 1,435 years ago, the Muhammad of the Quran, the one with the medicine and not the mad Muhammad, those that you see over there, the ISIS group, the Boko Haram group or any group that call themselves Muslim, blowing up churches, blowing up synagogues, blowing up mosques, those are not the followers of Muhammad of the Quran. And these learned people of Christianity and Judaism and others, now they know that not, that they, but they, a lot of them is benefiting from this craziness that we see coming out of the Jews, coming out of the Christians, and coming out of the Muslims. Imam Muhammad already told us there's two kind of Christians, there's two kind of Jews, and there are two kind of Muslims. And I'm going to quickly give it to you. Imam said there's two kind of Jews. What two kind of Jews is it? There are sane Jews and insane Jews. There's two kind of Christians. What is the two kind of Christians? There are sane Christians and insane Christians. And there are two kinds of Muslims. What kind of Muslims? There are sane Muslim and insane Muslims. And those insane Jews and those insane Christians, those insane Muslims, they the one that reckon they reckon having on the population of human beings on the earth. They want to be good Christians, the same Christians, the same Jew, and the same Muslim. We work together for the betterment of humanity, and they are the one that is opposing that unity because they're insane. They are insane. They are corrupt in their heart. And they are blind. God says it's not that their eyes are blind. It's that their heart is blind. And they see wrong things wrong. And they want power and they want dominance. And God said never would he give that to the people that want it. God ain't going to give you no dominance over righteous people. You think we already done had dominance over righteous people. Who do you think rule the world? But look what God said. He said nature got a time clock. Man got a time clock, and he have a time clock. He said, now you're on my time clock. Let's see how long is your world going to last. We see it. It's gone. I know it's gone. I've seen it dispelled in my lifetime because God is the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between, and he's the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, and that is the one. His proper name in our holy book is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly praised and glorified is he. So, dear beloved people, we have been blessed to see and understand. And I want to share with you in the closing, because I got about 15 more minutes, what Imam Muhammad speaks on Palestine, the Middle East, and at that time, Bin Laden. He was on a show coming out of North Carolina, and the host was Holloway, a brother by the name of Holloway. So he asked Imam some questions. I'm going to try to share these few questions with you and hope you can get it a nutshell of what the Imam's opinion was about over there in the Middle East and the mistreatment of the Palestinians. Imam Muhammad Holloway said, he's talking to Imam Muhammad, Ms. Muhammad, how have you dealt with that and being a Muslim, American leader, and initially it became the perception that there was this religious war and it was against those of Muslim faith. And then it became maybe Afghanistan. But then it was more focused through the war on terrorism. What has been your observation? Y'all listen to what Imam said. Imam Muhammad said, yes, right away. When I hear that any Muslims are doing violence or contributing to violence that involve hurt and injustice and death of innocent people, right away I think of the psyche of the leaders of the Islamic world that has been damaged. Firstly, by crusades, centuries of crusades, war, to see who's going to, who will dominate, Christian or Muslim, Imam said. He said the globe, they want to dominate the globe, the earth, for power, for authority, which went away from Islam. Muslim scholars will all agree that the crusades, the involvement of crusades, had very little representation of true Islam there. It was for power. Same for the Christian part too in the Crusades. And then comes much later this colonial era that took over Muslim lands, mapped the Muslim world, geographically speaking, and after that the Middle East crisis. So these things that have occurred in the history of the Islamic world has scarred the psyche and the emotional life of Muslim leaders more than Muslim masses. The Muslim masses haven't engaged that much. So we have leaders now who are, in my opinion, and I'm taking a lot, I'm taking a lot of time here, but I think this is very important for me to say, because I think that this is what we are missing. I think
think President Bush was a president at that time. I think President Bush should be, if he is not, thinking like this. Imam said he should be aware of how we think, how we perceive the state of Muslim psyche, and the problems that we see coming out of extremism. Yes. So now when we look at what is happening here today in America, what happened on September the 11th, we have to reflect. We have to go back into history and see what has produced this kind of mind, this kind of mind in the Islamic world. And certainly it is leaders that are leading this. It is not a mass movement. Brother Holloway, he said, oh, he said, on both sides, Imam Muhammad, on both sides, Holloway, he said, you came to North America, North Carolina, excuse me, talking to Imam Muhammad. He said, you came to North Carolina and have a schedule there to bring you back and forth here to speak at Duke. That's he's talking about Duke University recently. And I was there. You said something to the effect that the Palestinians are victims in this situation. And I think that is a good follow-up to what you just mentioned, that they are in a virtual prison and Israel holds the key to unlock this. But we need to look at all suffering and all evil. What do you mean by that, Imam Muhammad? Yes, yes. Imam said, well, I meant, I was speaking from my personal experience. I was a guest of Arafat at that time. He invited me to come there to see the condition of the Palestinians because he is desperate to have friends in America. And I saw it. I have already been aware for many years the plight of the Palestinian people. And I was identifying with them because we have had similar history. You know the treatment of us in the South. Holloway, African-American, Imam Muhammad, yes. The discrimination, segregation, and the horrible crimes against our own race by Americans who said they were Christian. You know, Imam said, I don't think they were, but they said they were Christian. And now I see that Palestinian helped in camps. Imam said, well, they say they removed the camps, but what I observed was that all the Palestinians, their freedoms are limited in the system that contained them that has been established there to contain the Palestinians is very much so much like the apartheid was in South Africa that I'd have to say that that is another apartheid situation in the world that designed to contain Palestinians. They don't have business freedom. They don't have even social freedom. They can't go to another area without a permit to go to another area. Their permit in a certain area permits them only to go to certain places. So they may have relatives close by, but they can't even go visit those relatives. So they live in a virtual prison. The Jews control. The man said, well, I don't like to say the Jews, because the Jews, they are beautiful. On the whole, the Jews are very beautiful people, very humanely sensitive, like we find good Jews here and everywhere, you know. The man said, but the government is, in my opinion, made up of hardened persons who are really not aware that they carry the problems and the scars of Nazi Germany, the Holocaust and all that, you know, Imam said. That is what is driving them. That is what is driving them. Holloway, so you are almost associating them with the Hitler situation of the previous world war is going on today? Is that what, Imam Muhammad? Yes. Well, Israel was originally founded by persons who had to escape from Nazi Germany. And I'm sure that the strong leadership there still is those persons who came from Nazi Germany. It is changing somewhat, but for the population, it's not that. That is not the characteristic of the people and the public, but that is the characteristic of the leaders in the government. And few leaders have been moderate, as you know. The prime minister at that time, or whoever he was, the prime minister is a moderate person, but he is a minority in the government. Holloway, he's still questioning him. He's saying the United States has been an ally and supporter of Israel, but also has a similar history within itself of oppressing African Americans. Is there an issue of race here? And I want to restate a question that one of the Duke students asked you recently at your speech. He asked, does Osama bin Laden deserve more respect from Americans who believe in God? And you said, yes. Your perception is the same, but your reaction is different? Imam Muhammad, yes, yes. By me being aware of the poverty there in Afghanistan and the damaged psyche of the Arab leaders. I see Osama bin Laden as a man with plenty of money, and he is frustrated by the image of Muslims in the world that he thinks should be much better, and it should. He thinks that really Islam was the leader of democracy, the leader of religious freedom, in fact. And he is right. He is correct. But we lost that to the West after the fall of Spain, Islamic Spain. We lost that to the West, and that loss is too much for the mind of many Islamic thinkers, and they want to regain the glory, the days of glory for Islam. They want to come back in those days. Now, here he has plenty of money. He is one of the princes of the royal family of Saudi Arabia. So he goes to Afghanistan. This is my opinion now. Imam said, no. Imam said, this is my opinion now. This is my story. Holloway, okay. Imam Muhammad. He goes to Afghanistan as Robin Hood, and he gives money to the poor, and he becomes their leader. Imam said, you know, so yes, I think we should know the whole psyche of Osama bin Laden. And when you see the whole psyche of the man, his mind, his emotional makeup, and everything, we will give him a little more respect. But it doesn't mean we should excuse his crimes. His crimes, he'll have to pay for those crimes. Imam W.D. Muhammad. Now, this is the leader that I choose to follow. I choose to follow Imam. I have a choice now in the religion that I want to follow, because our mothers and fathers did not have their choice during the time of slavery. They didn't have their choice. We were given or imposed on a religion. A religion was imposed on us. And that became the dominant religion in our lives. And we helped civilize a white man in his own religion that he wrote with his own hands. We helped to bring civilization to him in that religion, more so than any other people in this country. Because Frederick Douglass told him, so you profess to be Christian. He challenged them on what they say they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be following Jesus Christ. He said, you profess to be Christian. But in your treatment of me and my people, you said you're supposed to be Christian, you're supposed to be Christ-like. But in the treatment of me and my people, you're ashamed of a nation of savages calling yourselves Christian. Huh? And a little black woman named Julia, they were slaves now, physical slaves. She told that white man, you might look like God in the face, but you're the devil in your heart. Now, why did she say you might look like God in the face? Because that's when they started giving us the picture of how God looked. After they destroyed our memory, after they took our tradition, our culture, and our language out of us, generation after generation, children after children, children after children, and they put in us the love of a white Jesus Christ. And he was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jew. And God said he would not change the condition of a people until what has changed in their heart. Huh? And they know that if they plant that idea of God being in the image, looking like the slave master, that when time comes for us to wake up, we might have a little sympathy for them, more so than they have for us in the treatment of how they treated us. And they thinking that we're going to want revenge on them. But look how God has civilized this black man and woman of America that followed the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad up until the leadership of his son. And Honorable Elijah Muhammad put us in voodoo. He cleansed us up morally, mentally, and spiritually. Honorable Elijah Muhammad did not declare a physical war in this country. He did not. He had power. He had thousands of blacks behind him that would give their life if he had said, let's go to war against America. He did not do that. Matter of fact, in his last speech, I was there, when he turned around and pointed at them white men from Turkey, he said, these are scientists. These are our white brothers. He said, they respect you. You are obligated to respect them. It was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that told a white man, when he get passed out cards among the Nation of Islam, his followers, male and female, and on that card said, if you catch this president other than a Muslim, take this card away from them, punish them, and notify headquarters, which was Chicago. Now, how is they going to try to make like we terrorists when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us not to even carry a pocket knife? He's the one that cleaned us up morally. He cleaned us up. Huh? Mentally and spiritually, he cleaned us up. We owe that to the bravery and
courage of that little black man and black woman that was the mother and father of our movement as Muslims here in America. Y'all hear me? We don't have to go outside and look for nobody for leadership when it comes to the religion of Islam, because God gave us the best of the leaders. The best follower of Muhammad the Prophet is from among the African-American descendants of slaves, and that is the son of Imam. That is the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Sister Clara Muhammad, and his Imam Wahdi D. Muhammad, the one that the world will recognize soon as the Mujaddid. Many other scholars, they recognize already that Imam Muhammad is the Mujaddid, that Muhammad the Prophet said that will come when his community go back into darkness. He didn't point to Abu Bakr. He didn't point to Omar, Uthman, or Ali as being that one, or one coming from there alone. No, he didn't do that. He didn't even tell them to go up on top of the Kaaba. He told a black African man to go up on top of the Kaaba and call their Dan. And the Dan is the call to prayer. Call all of the children of Adam and Abraham to pray to the one God. Because that house that is built is not big enough to hold God. That's what David and Solomon said. We know this temple ain't big enough to hold you, God. The whole earth can't hold you. How can that little house called a Kaaba hold it? So I'm telling them, I am the Lord of the house, of the people that built the house. I am your Lord. You who built these sanctuaries, I am the Lord over you. I created you. I am your Lord. I'm your creator. I'm the one that gave you life. And afterward, will give you my guidance if you obey and choose to follow my will. But I give you the freedom to follow whatever you want to follow. But the best that have good sense and good common sense will follow my way, God's way, because God's way, through how we follow God's way, through the ones that he raised up from among us as prophets and messengers. So I see my time is running out, and I want to say this dua before I close. From Imam Walter D. Muhammad, O Allah, keep us united. O Allah, give us the wisdom to rise above our differences. O Allah, bring our hearts together, as you have with the prophet and his companion. O Allah, help us to set our priorities right, and help us to be among the best of communities. I mean, I thank you once again for listening to Religion Mean Alive, and I thank our beloved Imam Alpha Muhammad, who's the host of Religion of the Alive, for allowing me to set in for him. And I pray to Allah, strengthen Imam Alpha. He's going through a little physical condition, and I pray to God strengthen him. And I think he have a address where you can send financial help to in helping him get through his condition. I'm quite sure he'll be on tomorrow. He told me he'll be on tomorrow, and he will let you know further what is saying help financially, so he can get the treatment for the illness that he's going through right now. So I thank you once again, Brother Imam Alpha. If you're listening, I thank you. And I thank you, listening audience, and I greet you with the peace that I come to you in, and I leave you in peace by saying, Assalamu alaikum. May God peace be upon you.